nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.
All right, let me try that again. I think something was wrong with the line. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host. And the Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships and understand the education system and to prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., also our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of the Young Fly and Save Movement. His website is www.williemoorejr.org. Also, if you would like to promote a product or service for parents and families or become a program sponsor, please contact me, Carletta@educationforallinc.com. And for resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit www.educationforallinc.com. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that we seem to have had technical difficulties a few minutes ago, but now I think everything is back on track. We have a very special guest today. A lot of times as parents and families, we and even empty nesters and grandparents, we have questions about our financial legacy. You know, we want to know about wills, estate planning, power of attorney, how to prepare our children and teens for financial responsibility, and just a host of things, even veterans' benefits and health care costs. So we do have a special guest today, Mr. Anthony Mayhew of Secure Retirement Planners Investment, of Secure Retirement Planners, and he's an investment advisor representative. So he will join us during this session, and we do encourage you to make sure that you press 1 at any time so that you can be brought onto the line to share your question and or comment. And please make sure you're able to be specific. Some information may be able to be answered on air, and then others, you are strongly encouraged to contact Anthony, whether you are in St. Louis or outside of the St. Louis area. He can be reached at 314-646-9911. Also, the office at 3636 South Guyer Road, Suite 100, St. Louis, Missouri, 63127. And they have a very nice video library, which is excellent, with several resources at http://securetirementplanners.solutions. So without further ado, let's welcome our caller onto the line so that he can give us some information. And again, please press 1 at any time during the conversation to be sure that today you are able to get some of your questions addressed. So hi, Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Washington. Thank you so much for having me on. We really appreciate your show and all that you do for your listeners. We think you guys are a great resource to parents and guardians out there. So thank you for what you do and keep doing what you're doing. I do want to echo what you said, though. We encourage people to call in. This is a service. You know, we do programs like this, and this is a service that we provide. And you can't get this out there from a lot of people. So if you have questions, please call in. We'd be happy to answer anything that comes up for anybody here.
So much. Well, as we get started and before questions start coming from the listeners, you and I, we were talking earlier, and you mentioned that there are three key things that you would like for people to know. So would you like to share those key informational pieces with our listeners?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the first things that we tell all our clients, no matter how old or young or what their goals or objectives are, is when you're getting advice from a financial professional, it's very important that you know who it is that you're speaking with and what their qualifications to give you advice are. You know, that old adage about knowledge is power is very truthful. And I want people to understand that not all advisors are created equal. You've got mm-hmm. registered representatives that are salesmen. You've got insurance agents that are salespeople, and you've got bank people, and you've also got investment advisors. Not all four people follow the same rules, but all of them pretty much do the same or similar jobs. You know, you get advice from all four people. So, ask the people that you're getting advice from, what qualifies you to give me this advice? That's one of the first things that we want to tell people about. Some of the other things that we do talk about, again, I'll echo some of the things that you said. We encourage folks to get on our website and take a look at the video resource library that we have on there. We've spent a lot of time just putting up just purely educational videos there. We do quite a bit of education programs out in the community. We have a program that we run with the DFW in Missouri and Illinois here, and it's all about getting out and getting information to folks here. So some of the other things I really wanted to touch on was some college saving plans. I know we're really talking to a lot of our audience, it's parents and guardians, you know, trying to save for mm-hmm. college is hard enough. I mean, we all understand that.
Right.
Trying to save for anything is hard enough these days, you know, especially college tuition, you know. Those costs of tuition are going up higher and higher every year here. And so two of the plans mm-hmm. that we tell people to take a look at are what's called the 529 college savings plan. Then you've also got a Coverdale IRA plan that you can take advantage of. And there's definitely some advantages and disadvantages to one plan versus the other. Just to give you a kind mm-hmm. of just an overall, the Coverdale you can use for not only college savings, but you can also use it for K-12. A lot of folks start to send their kids to private schools. For whatever reason, they think that it's a better opportunity for their children. And so having something that you can save and have tax benefits for that you can also use for that K-12 as well as that higher education is really important. One of the disadvantages we tell a lot of people about, though, with the Coverdale is there's maximum saving limits. You can only put about $2,000 a year there. And I understand those things change
Ooh.
Every year.
You're
much more flexible with the options with the Coverdale over the 529. But like anything, we always recommend sitting down with a qualified professional and seeking their advice right off the bat there.
That Cloverdale, you have to really start while they're in utero or definitely when they're at that toddler state so that you can be ready, at least have something built up by the time they're in kindergarten.
Absolutely, absolutely. I actually was very fortunate this weekend to spend some time with my godson. Him and his parents were in from Tennessee. We actually just coming back from Six Flags, and we've already got him started on these sort of programs. You really got to get him started young here. One of the big things that we reach out to and we ask you, we tell a lot of parents is reach out to grandma and grandpa. You know, if there's ever mm-hmm. a good resource, you know, reach out to grandma and grandpa. Hey, instead of buying, you know, that $100 toy for Christmas, why don't we
right.
put a little bit aside for college saving? You know, it's if you get that saving started early, it really makes a difference in the long run. Absolutely.
And, you know, I love that you said that because I also recommend that to families for the ACT. You know, I tell them, I know you may not want to pay the fee because parents up through K-12 are not used to paying for a test, you know. So
yeah.
I tell them, ask at Christmas, you know, ask during when it's summer break, you know, or whenever. Or if you just ask each family member for $2, $5, you'll have the cost of the test. So I love that you brought that point up. So go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask, now I know our listeners know that we're in St. Louis, Missouri, and this program is international, but I do have mostly those from the U.S. listening. Now, are those plans specific to Missouri, or are they available in other states and regions as well?
No, those are federal plans. That's a great question.
Okay.
The rules and regulations do kind of change every year, and you got to keep up to date with them, or, again, working with a qualified professional. But, yeah, those are set forth by the IRS there. So that's a federal program.
Okay.
Now, some states have some extra savings plans for their citizens. Missouri has some actually neat programs that other states don't. You know, we're right here next to Illinois. I think, you know, I don't like to be partial, but I think Missouri's got a little bit of a leg up with some of their savings programs that they allow people to work with.
Your second point, and also callers, listeners, if you're listening through your smartphone, computer, please call in 646-595-4481. You want to be sure that you get your questions addressed regarding finances. So what's your second point that you would like to make with parents or just a general listening audience?
Well, one of the other things that we really push very hard is getting financial literacy at an early age. I mean, one of the big downfalls that we see, again, is kids are growing up these days. I mean, anybody out there can tell kids aren't what they used to be. You know, kids aren't the kids that we have today aren't the kids we had 20 years ago. You know, computers, video games, there's so many distractions out there. And planning for retirement, telling that to somebody in their teenage years or early 20s, talking about retirement, just doesn't really register. And so having financial literacy is important, but that's going to come from our parents and our guardians. I mean, these kids aren't learning these concepts in school like they should. And so, you know, as parents, as guardians, we've really got to take a proactive approach to teaching our kids how to plan. You know, it's something as simple as how to balance a checkbook, something as simple as, you know, when you get that first job. You know, a lot of people really don't. You tell an 18-year-old, hey, you got a job, you need to set some money aside for retirement. You're talking Spanish. You're talking a foreign language to these kids.
Right.
What do you mean I have to set money aside? So one of the things that we really want to talk to people about is understanding the difference in retirement plans. For example, you know, if you go to the CPA, you go to the tax person at the end of the year, you're always looking for, hey, how do I reduce my taxes this year? And 9 times out of 10, they'll tell you, hey, max out your 401k or your IRA. Take that max contribution and you can write it off against your income. You know, we really actually, 9 times out of 10, and again, everybody's situation is different. I always have to make sure to say that because that's very important. But a lot of times what we find out is that's not the best situation. The president of our company actually was fortunate enough to speak to the Missouri CPAs Association a couple of years in a row, and he had this conversation with them, and it really – We're able to look and see what the difference is as far as tax savings over a long period of time, and you actually end up spending more money on taxes in a traditional IRA than you would with a Roth. And so that's really important, really, at the younger age is, let's face it, we're looking for a tax-free retirement. People are living longer.
Right.
You know, we're all living longer here, and so the Roth is set up. Any distributions you take out after retirement age is completely tax-free versus these IRAs and 401ks. They're good savings plans, but the issue is you're setting yourself up for a taxable retirement. And it's hard to understand this as a young person, but this is something, this is one of the things we probably push the hardest, is the Roth. And, you know, if you're an older folk, or if you're an older person there, the IRS has set up what's called a Roth conversion. So even if you saved up your 401k or your IRA, you can then convert it into a Roth and pay the difference in taxes to have that tax-free retirement. The number one question we ask people is, you know, hey, do you think taxes are going to be higher or lower in the next 10, 20, 30 years? You know, a lot of times, you know, and
right,
that's you laugh, and a lot of times people, you know, it's a simple question, but a lot of people agree that they think taxes are going to be higher. So why are we planning for a taxable retirement when we could be planning for a tax-free retirement?
I like that. Well, Anthony, we have a caller with a question, but before we go to that, and I know you have a third point, so hopefully it comes out through the questions or we can get to it before the show closes.
No, go ahead. Well, I'd love to hear questions.
Okay, give your contact information so that people can email you or they can call you or stop by to talk to you.
Yes, absolutely. And I actually, I'm going to make a correction on our phone number here. Our phone number is 314-238-7280. And you can get a hold of us at our website. We kind of have a weird website. It's not a .com, it's a .solutions, but it's SecureRetirementPlanners.solutions. Or you can always email me at A Mayhew, that's M-A-H-E-U, at Gradient, G-R-A-D-I-E-N-T, advisors.com.
All righty, let's go to our question. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment for Anthony?
Yes. Hello to you both.
Hi.
My question has to do with life circumstances that you don't expect to happen. I've worked for over 20 years, and I have a diversified portfolio set up. However, I'm disabled now. How does the federal government look at that when you have limited income through disability and you're trying to still save in the event that they evaluate your disability is no longer necessary and you've been out of the workforce for a while? How does one not be penalized from trying to save towards not necessarily retirement, but I am over 50 now, and getting back into the workforce, I don't know how easy that's going to be in the next few years for me. So I'm just kind of wanting to know, what can a disabled individual who started a savings plan when they were working, how do they add to that now that they're on a limited income?
That's a very good question. It's savings hard. No matter who you are, what your situation is, it's hard to save. I mean, let's face it. Things are becoming more expensive today, and just whether you're trying to save for college, retirement, or even a new car, I mean, it's very difficult to set money aside these days. But what's really neat about what we enjoy doing, or what we do rather, is we educate folks about a lot of government programs that people don't know about, specifically related to disability, actually. We work with a program with the VFWs here in Missouri and Illinois, educating them simply about what's called an aid and attendance program. It's a non-service related disability program, and there's other ones out there, not just through the Veterans Association. There's some federal programs as well that we educate people on. But it's really hard to save for things no matter who you are, what you've got going on. The big thing is sit down and create a plan. You know, I always say it's hard to know where to go or how to get there unless you know have a plan that creates a roadmap. So the first step I would say is sit down with somebody. Sit down with somebody who's qualified, who knows your goals, who's going to listen to what you're trying to accomplish, and create a plan. You know, even if it's as simple as setting a couple $20-$30 away every week or every paycheck. Even if you're not working, you know, maybe you got to cut going out to dinner one night a week and set that money aside somewhere else.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah, and always, like I said, always reach out if there's other resources that we can get you guys. I mean, anybody that has a question, by all means, call us up, let us know, and we'd love to share our resources with you guys. We'd love to show you, you know, if there's something out there or a program out there, whether it's federal, state level. We actually, one of the ladies that works in our office is a social worker. She used to do this for a living, and we really got paired with her because of situations mm-hmm. just like this. We were out there helping people, and it just made sense. We joke in our office that one day we're just going to be all social workers here, get our master's degree in social work here. But these are the kind of things that we like to connect people with. There are programs out there to help, absolutely.
Right. But, and there's a hi caller. You have a question or a comment for Anthony? Yes. Hello, caller. Phone number ending in 1046. You had a question? Okay, that person didn't answer, but there I did get a question from an individual earlier today. They wanted to know about, is it necessary to have a will or a trust set up when they have on their, I guess they, you know, on insurance for your jobs, you list your beneficiaries. So
yes.
Are you able to speak about that?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that was the third point I wanted to bring up. So I'm so glad you asked about that, Dr. Washington. This is one of the other things that we talk quite a bit about. And I know your listeners are from all over the area, but we're all based out of St. Louis. So I'll talk about Missouri state law for a little bit here.
Okay.
We talk about probate. Probate is very probate's something a lot of folks want to avoid here, or prefer to, rather. And
mm-hmm.
So in Missouri, there's some really easy ways to kind of take some of your assets out of probate. And those are as simple as beneficiary deeds, transfer on death or pass on death. And really what you're able to do is take away any land or property that you have, put a beneficiary deed on it. And that's just like a life insurance policy. You know, just like you were saying, you work at a job and you have to list your beneficiary there, you can take your assets out of probate or a portion of your assets just by simple paperwork. You know, a transfer on death at the bank, a pass on death on your vehicles, and a beneficiary deed or a transfer on death instrument, as they call it in Illinois. It works very similarly.
Mm-hmm.
Remove those assets from probate. But along with that, we always tell people you need to update your beneficiaries. You need to look at them. And so when you talk about
mm-hmm.
wills and trusts, we always recommend wills. Trusts work kind of differently. Most of the time you have to pay an attorney to put a trust together. But understand
uh-huh.
that wills are contestable to probate. So a lot of people think, you know, hey, I just need to do a will. I did it 10, 15 years ago. I'm done. I don't need to do anything
mm-hmm.
else. You know, what happens if your kids have other kids? Now you have grandkids. They're not in the will. They're not
right.
in the beneficiary. And when that relates to life insurance, you know, you always hear update your life insurance
mm-hmm.
or update your beneficiaries every year. And the reason why is things change in real life. Beneficiaries kind of work on two levels. You've got per stirpes and you've got per capita. And again, it as life changes, you know, you get a grandchild. Well, do you want to disinherit that grandchild from your estate after you pass away? You may have done that unintentionally by not updating your beneficiaries so that they're listed on there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make a little mm-hmm. sense?
Right. So the beneficiaries listing is really more solid than the
Absolutely.
Will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you can avoid
Absolutely.
Probate because you've said specifically where you want that money and how much of it to go to certain individuals.
Yes, we see clients that have wills that are contested all the time, and it's brought into probate, and you know it's a messy process there, and like I said, Missouri is such a fantastic state. Illinois has the same setups, and many states out there have very similar laws on the book that will allow you to take the big assets that you have and take them out of that probate equation just by simple paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the bank and file that paperwork with the teller there, get that beneficiary deed on your house there. Absolutely.
Wow, that was a great question. I'm glad I got a chance to ask that on the caller's behalf. Can you give your contact information and the website information before
yeah.
we go any further? Before the show wraps up.
Yeah, again, I'm Anthony Mayhew. I'm the Vice President of Investments for Secure Retirement Planners. We're located. We've got three offices actually. Our home office is in Warsaw, Missouri. We've got an office in Springfield, Missouri, and then we've got our office here in St. Louis. You can get a hold of us at our St. Louis office at 314-238-7280, or you can get a hold of us on our website, and that's securetirementplanners.solutions. That dot solutions throws everybody off. It's not a dot com. The great video library on our website. If nothing else, please check out our video library.
Okay, and we have another caller. Hi, caller.
Yes,
welcome to the line. You have a question or a comment.
Oh, yes. Hello, Dr. Washington, and hello to your guest, Anthony.
Thank you.
I'm glad you didn't bring about probate, because is it true it can last like years sometimes?
Yes, mm-hmm. I actually just was working with a client And this is an extreme situation. I must preface with that. But
okay.
their estate lasted in probate 11 and a half years.
11, oh my goodness.
11 and
wow.
a half years cost well over $100,000. Now, that's not the normal. You must understand that's not the normal. But it's very time-consuming and cost ineffective. And again, yeah. if you planned ahead of time, if you let other people, let your family know, write things down, tell people, you know, this is what I want. And again, putting those instruments in place really are going to make a difference and reduce the time, even if you do need to go to probate or your state, rather, having these instruments put in place ahead of time will really expedite that process, keep the time and keep the cost down. Because all you're doing is you're telling people, this is what I want my stuff to go to when I pass away.
Yes, yeah, because it's such a misnomer that people say, well, I have a will, so, you know, that's like,
right.
you know, ironclad, whatever. You know, and they don't think about, like you said, grandkids can appear or
absolutely
bankruptcy, somebody's financial status could, there's just so many factors.
So many factors. Whether it's as simple as, you know, I had a client we were just working with. They had three kids, and one of the kids just wasn't good with money. And so we set up what's called a stretch IRA. And I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'd love to talk a little bit more about stretch IRAs another time. Maybe we'll have that for another session. But we were able to set up specifically advanced directives that gave this young man a paycheck for the rest of his life that he could not spend, as opposed to just giving him a lump sum inheritance that his parents felt he would just blow through and be irresponsible with.
That's a great idea.
Wow.
Yeah, because some people can handle like large amounts of money at one time. I mean, some people can't handle it.
Well, not just to mention that, but there's huge tax liabilities for that. You know, as opposed to paying taxes on a lump sum inheritance, we were able to spread that tax liability out for the entire life of this young man. So really give him an opportunity not to lose all of the to whatever decisions he may or may not have made, but also losing a large chunk of it to the IRS. Right off the bat.
Wow.
Oh, yes. There's so many factors.
That's nice.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then suppose you want one of your kids to go to college, or whatever. I mean, you could set aside like will this go specifically to their college fund?
Yeah. And then we can get even more intricate with the trust. Obviously, you need to bring in attorneys at that point to kind of draft those trusts. But we can get really specific and really creative with the distributions and the payouts that we can do with any inheritance. Well, we've done some really neat things for families. And again, it's just you got to get out there and you got to talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about, not only, but also has your best interest at heart.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because people just assume that, okay, when the person dies, well, everything turns over to me. You know, the kids assume that, you know. Okay, but it's way more complicated than that. And you can, like Anthony said, they can simplify this by a simple, you know, well, not a will, but just
the beneficiary list. And
we
so
do the
forth.
Beneficiary deed on your real estate, transfer on death, and a pass on death. That'll
Anthony,
take care of the bank
I'm
account
sorry
and the vehicle.
We're out of time. Thank you, caller. And
what we are
going to do. Anthony, hopefully you are able to join us, let's say, on air. Let's say we can join next week. I will call you and we will confirm, and I'll let our guests know because there is a lot of great information that you shared with us tonight, and we'd like to be able to continue the conversation. So before we go off, would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Yes, absolutely. We are Secure Retirement Planners. We are located in Warsaw, Springfield, and St. Louis. And our St. Louis phone number is 314-238-7280. And you can also check us out on our website, SecureRetirementPlanners.Solutions. Remember, that's a .solutions, not a .com. We appreciate you guys for listening and having us on. Absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And we thank all of those out there who called in today with their questions and comments. So please check the website, www.educationforallinc.com, to check our lineup for next week. It looks like we have Anthony confirmed for next week. So if you did not get to answer a question or you think of something over the upcoming week, please feel free to have it, well, and not just save it, you know, but feel free to give Anthony a call. You know that you can always access this episode through our website. So listen to the website. You can get his contact information and give him a call or email or stop by any of the offices that were listed at their three locations. And we look forward to having you join us next week. We thank you so much. We hope that you gain a lot out of this show. We look forward to having you joining us next week. And I pray favor on all parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success throughout this summer. Thank you so much for joining us and joining us back
really
next week.
Never really mattered to me. Never really mattered to me. It's nothing like a woman.